It's your city. It's our job. District Council 37 of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees presents It's Your City. It's Our Job, a program highlighting the work of the 125,000 men and women of DC 37, members of 56 local unions. You'll find DC 37 members everywhere. We're the largest municipal employees union in the city. We're everything from accountants to zookeepers. We are blue-collar, white-collar, technical, and professional. We are District Council 37, working with and for the people of New York City.
Welcome to the radio program of District Council 37. I'm Ken Nash. On this program, we show solidarity with the transit workers on strike against cutbacks for the next generation of workers. We feature DC 37 Executive Director Lillian Roberts and Roger Toussaint, President of Transport Workers Union Local 100. We now go to a recent support rally held outside the offices of Governor George Pataki.
Labor's in the house! Who does this city belong to? Labor, right? This is all night, all day. I want to introduce to you the Executive Director of DC 37, Lillian Roberts! Along with Mrs. Lillian Roberts is Eddie Rodriguez, International Vice President of Local 1549, and Muff Uden, Treasurer of DC 37. Please, let's give him a warm round. Give him some love!
I'm here representing District Council 37 to let you know that we stand firmly with you. We want you to know, first of all, how much we have appreciated TWU workers. You have been so good until the ridership has brought about a $1 billion surplus. You deserve a round of applause. Now, normally when workers are good and they bring about a surplus, we share in it. And this management, to show their contempt for the workers, want to give it away, and I think that's a damn shame. I really do. You're asking for what you're entitled to. And so we're here to say that we stand with you and that the MTU should get itself to the table, stop procrastinating and negotiating good faith and stop all the bull. We're sick of it. We are sick of it.
Yes.
I don't think there's one individual but want a free ride at the expense of you having to go out on strike. And they need to take that $1 billion, sit down, and do the right things by us workers. We're here to say that we're not only here now, but we'll be standing with you until this strike is resolved. Your fight is our fight. And don't forget that. Your fight is every worker's fight here in New York.
Yes.
And we will be standing with you until it's over. We know the game. Anytime management has one out of every two workers up on charge, there's something wrong with management. And they need to deal with that and deal with it now. It's nothing but contempt for the people who work for them. And we want you to know that we're watching everything. And we don't like what we see. And we want management to know that we are going to be together with the workers here at TWU all the way.
Yes.
Together we stand, divided we fall. So District Council 37 is with you. And we want to thank you for all the services that you have rendered over the year that brought about a ridership that resulted in a surplus. You deserve your pension. You deserve a decent wage. If they do it to you, they'll do it to us. So I have brought our contingent with us. Some of us are here, our offices are here, and we're going to be here for you. We'll do everything we can to see that this comes to a conclusion.
Yes, very good. Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Come this way, Darlene Lawson and Ed Watts.
How you doing?
Hello, my brothers and sisters. Pete Gorman from the Fire Officers of New York City. We're here with you today, tomorrow, and through the end.
You had to start right
I am a proud son of a Local 100 car inspector for 33 years. They tried to break this union in 1966, and they failed. They tried to break this union in 1980, and they failed. And they'll fail again if labor stays with you. And God bless my fire officers, SEIU, the building trades, IBEW, public sector workers, private sector workers, white collar and blue collar. They will not break labor if we stand together. Too many people think the power of this city lies in corporate America in those towers and in the governor's mansion. Well, they make it out of that ivory towers because the power of this city is on the streets right now. And we will not be denied if we stand together. We're here with TWU today, but the fight for tomorrow is for the working class people of this city and this state. Don't let them attack your pensions. Last year, Governor Schwarzenegger came to this city with his defined contribution benefits plan, and we told him to go packing. New York firefighters were here, California nurses, teachers, cops, and we told them no. And Roger Toussaint should say the same thing. You're not going to attack future middle class workers by giving us a petty raise today. The future generation of this city, we deserve to stay middle class. Don't let them sell you out. Stay strong, and God bless the transport workers. Thank you.
Who got the power? What kind of power? Who got the power? What kind of power? We need to recognize the members from the city council. We have Robert Jackson. We have Lou Fiddler. We have Al Van here. David Weppern. Yvette Clark.
Who else?
The assembly snuck in.
The assembly snuck in. Jose Peralta. Okay?
Quick.
Councilman David Weprin, Chair of the City Council Finance Committee, I'm with you all the way! TWU.
There you go. They say, give back! Give back! Give back! Give back! Let's give Pataki a little message. These are his last year's governor, and certainly at this rate, he ain't going nowhere national except in the dumps, right? Let's send him to the Staten Island landfill.
Come up with the moolah, moolah. Come up with the moolah, moolah. Hop, hop, hop.
All right, all right. Thank you to the Hoppin' John Steel Band.
Four or more.
Five or more,
five or more,
six or more,
seven or more,
eight or more,
nine or more,
10 or more,
11 or more.
Senator Jose Serrano, Senator John Sabini, and Assemblyman Richard Godfrey, please give him a round of applause. And Jose Rivera. We have Senator Diane Savino.
What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? We're here, across the street from the governor's office, Governor George Pataki, who controls the MTA. He makes the most appointments. He has been remarkably absent from this negotiation. And we are here asking him to call upon his appointees in the MTA to negotiate in good faith. We have to do that because we see the MTA is not negotiating in good faith. By their refusal to remove from the bargaining table an issue that they do not have the right to bargain collectively over, which is pensions. The fastest way to a strike is to demand something that you don't have the right to and you know the union will not accept. The MTA holds the future of the Transport Workers Union and a potential strike for New York City in their hands. And I stand here with you, before you with my colleagues from the New York State Senate, Senator John Sabini, who's the ranker on the Transportation Committee, and Senator Jose Serrano. And we bring you a message from Senator David Patterson, the minority leader of the New York State Senate. We have sent a letter to the Public Employees Relations Board, demanding that they grant the injunctive relief sought by the Transport Workers Union to remove this pension issue from the table, go back to the table and bargain in good faith. The fate of the New York City transit system lies in their hands, not yours.
Edgar Romeby, Executive Vice President of United here, Secretary Treasurer of Change to Win. Brothers and sisters, are we ready? Are we ready? What is it that we want today? And when do we want it? When do we want it? And we're gonna get it as long as we stick together. The Change to Win unions in this city, along with the AFL-CIO unions, are going to stand together because this is not your fight alone. It's our fight, and we're going to win it as long as we stay together. The MTA and Mr. Calico needs to understand that the TWA transit workers, the workers in this city, they need health care, they need decent wages, they need a decent retirement fund, and we're not going to turn back the clock like they want us to do. We will stand shoulder by shoulder as long as it takes and as long as it's necessary for us to get a fair contract, and we're not going to accept nothing less. We will not be intimidated. We will not be threatened. We will not be bulldozed into accepting a contract that will destroy our dignity. And we are here to say to you, all workers in this city are affected, and we will stick together. What do we want?
Contract.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
Contract.
And when do we want it?
Now.
And if we stick together, we'll get it. Stay strong.
That was Edgar Romney. Give him a round of applause.
Here's the hour, and here's the man to deliver the message. Our president, Roger Toussaint!
Who got the power?
What kind of power?
They say cut back. They say give back. What do we want? What do we want? When do we want it? I want to thank the so many unions that are out here from so far and wide, all the community organizations, all the goodwill elected officials that have come out here to show support for Transport Workers Union Local 100. And it says, brothers and sisters, that the world, New York City, New York State, working people all over, understand the importance and significance of the battle that we are engaged in. The forces are now joined. People understand that we are fighting to hold the line to defend the idea that New York is a labor town and will continue to be a labor town. People understand that the fight here is over whether future generations will have health care, decent health care, so your family could be attended to. People understand that this is a struggle over dignity and respect. And let me tell you something here. When it comes to dignity and respect, transit workers are tired, tired, tired. We are tired of being underappreciated. We are tired of being disrespected. We are tired of being intimidated. All we're asking for is to hold on to a decent wage, decent health benefits, and the right to a decent retirement. From the beginning, the MTA has refused to negotiate in good faith because from day one, they bargained in bad faith. One year ago, they had a deficit. Now they end up with over a $1 billion surplus. Funny money, funny math, funny arithmetic at the MTA. From the time they discovered that they had a surplus, they spent every waking moment trying to burn it up before our contract expired. They came up with the idea of buying themselves a new office building even after they had wasted over $300 million on 2 Broadway. Then they came up with the idea of creating a concrete platform over the West Side Yards and going into real estate speculation. And then it was discount fares from Thanksgiving to through the New Year. It was everything except the needs of the riders and of their own workers. Everything except that. And from the time they came to the table, they had their hands up in the air saying, we want binding arbitration. We told them, go to hell. You will go to binding arbitration only over the dead bodies of our leadership. Nobody decides the contract for transit workers except transit workers. Regardless of what the law says. Because we also told them that we have learned a thing or two about the law. If Rosa Parks had obeyed the law, many of us who are driving buses today would still be in the back of the bus. And now we want to drive the bus with dignity and respect. And that's what this contract is about. So there's a calling that's higher than the law, and that's the calling of justice and equality in this land. And we intend to claim that mantle for transit workers. We told them several years ago that a new day has arrived at the MTA. The days of concessionary bargaining, the Reagan years, are no more. We need some recovery. We need some respect on the job. We need some expectation that our seniority rights will be honored and respected, and we would not be subject to the arbitrary tutelage of supervisors and managers. And that's what this contract is about. This is not just about wages and some pensions and health benefits, and that, those things are vital. It's about respect. It's about security for our people. It's about what we deserve. And I'll tell you this. It's very interesting watching the powers that be and the folks that sit on their thrones and wag their fingers, because it is very clear that they don't realize that they are messing with the wrong crew. You pick the wrong fight, you pick the wrong crew to take on, because our union transit workers have a glorious legacy. It runs in our blood. And like Reverend Al said, if we're not afraid of the rats in the subway, we're not afraid of the rats above the subway either. Okay. We intend to bring home a contract that is honest and just and fair, and not one that was rammed down our throat. And we were concerned that the way the MTA was negotiating is that they were using stall tactics, So in the hope that at the very end, all of our legitimate demands for justice, equality, and fair treatment would have to fall off the table because certain key issues had been resolved, but many, many key issues had been left unresolved. And we told them that they were not going to dodge the bullet this time. Face the city of New York, the state of New York, and working people, and join with them, and talk to them, working men and women to working men and women. Choose your sides. Choose your sides. Workers should side with workers. Those who labor should side with those who labor. People should not be easily fooled by the smooth talking of the rich and powerful. And the rich and powerful should forget, should give up on keeping underestimating poor, hard-working people. We accomplish, we are everyday heroes, our working people. We accomplish a miracle just holding life and limb together and holding our families together under the pressures of this society. But we are underappreciated, tremendously underappreciated. And this struggle here is about laying down a milestone, a building block to regain the dignity and respect for all working people. And we ask for the understanding, patience, and consideration of all our fellow working people. We need the support of all goodwill New Yorkers. We need their understanding and their patience and their forbearance. We want them to know that we appreciate that. We think we deserve that because we have worked tirelessly, tirelessly to move New York, to move 7 to 8 million people every single day. And we go through a lot. People don't know that our bus drivers and train crews have to give up their weekends and their afternoons with their families for 10 and 15 and 20 years. Folks don't know that. They don't know that we spend, that 6,000 people in maintenance away spend eight hours and more dodging trains and working next to a live third rail for 8 hours a day. They don't realize what that is about. They don't realize our members walk on 176 miles of elevated structure with the risk of falling from heights every single day. They don't understand the chemical exposures that we are constantly exposed to, the steel dust. Folks don't understand the sacrifices that transit workers make. And we are tired and we need some respect and we're going to get it. Yeah. And I'll end by repeating for you, and this deserves to be repeated again and again in the ears of New Yorkers, how the Transit Authority handled train operator Lewis Moore on December 1st. And let me tell you what happened. Jackson Avenue Station, Brother Moore was found unconscious on one end of a work train by his partner. So a call was made to command that we had an unconscious train operator laid out. And the train was one station away from 149th Street. Upstairs at 149th Street is a hospital, Lenox Hill Hospital. Lincoln Hospital, I'm sorry. Command center told the work train operator to take the train 7 stations north instead to 180th Street, because if they had put the train into 149th Street station, which have just 2 local tracks, they would have had to plug service and postpone service on the number 2 line. So they directed the train 7 stations away in order to not interrupt service. And as transit workers, we know that if there was a damn dog on the tracks, they would have turned off power, stopped service on all tracks, and retrieved that dog. But not for the life of a transit worker. Their attitude is, move on over, push them to the next side, push us to the next side, bring another transit worker up to sacrifice. That's their attitude. That's our lives. That's our reality. And we're fired up and we're not taking it no more. And I'll tell you this, the longer they take to settle a contract, the higher the price tag on a settlement. And they should bear that in mind. The price goes up. And we'll be calling on our brothers and sisters across the labor movement to engage in actions of solidarity, slowdowns, and protests, and sympathy actions with us. Because our fight is their fight, and their fight is our fight. And our sacrifice is about their families as well as our families. So link arms, brothers and sisters, fellow transit workers, stand shoulder to shoulder, stand firm, we're not going to blink. Stay firm, stay strong, one union, united, invincible. Who got the power? Who got the power? Who got the power? What kind of power? What kind of power? What kind of power? They say cut back. They say give back. They say cut back. They say give back. What do we want? What do we want? What do we want? What do we want?
And you've been listening to a support rally for TWU Local 100 by New York City labor and community leaders held outside Governor Pataki's offices. New York Public Library Guild Local 1930 is sponsoring a viewing of Walmart, the High Cost of Low Price at DC 37, 125 Barclay Street on Wednesday, December 28th at 6 p.m. DC 37 Radio is broadcast Sundays at 8 p.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. over WNYE 91.5 FM. And for more DC 37 news, views, and updates, visit the DC 37 website at www.dc37.net. That's www.dc37.net, where you can also listen to archived DC 37 radio programs. And for DC 37 Radio, this is Ken Nash in solidarity.
It's your city. It's our job. District Council 37 of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees has presented a program highlighting the work of the 125,000 men and women of DC 37, members of 56 local unions who work with and for the people of New York City.